Chapter 36, The Third Race, End of Part 2.
Oh, I slept so well last night. Now I need to get up and host the third competition. I expect it will be a success, just like the last two. Since God loves groups of threes, it's no wonder that there's even an expression about that. And so, I feel with my whole heart that the snake has become a little bit kinder than before. It's so incredibly important, so important that she is kind and calm to herself and to all the other animals. Now I'll run over to everybody else, and I'll check if they're ready for the race or not, the final competition. First, I'll check up on the snake. I'll check in the first chakra of Earth. But you're already up. I'm ready for the third competition. I already ate breakfast. Ate a lot of grass, and it was so juicy. Good job, elephant. Good job. I'm going now to check what the ram is doing. Ram! I'm also ready. I already ate, and I'm waiting for the third competition to begin. Oh, good job, Ram. Antelopes, and all of you also aren't sleeping. You all make me so proud. You're eating the last of the juicy green grass I gave you. Everyone's ready this time. No wonder why I was so excited and happy when I woke up. My heart feels it all, even that the baby elephant is ready. Baby elephant! Oh, baby elephant! How clear your light blue chakra is. It's shining. Blue, crystal, clear light.
That's because I washed it up and prepared apples for the race. I'm ready.
Oh, I'm so happy. My heart is beating. Boom, 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 boom. Baby wolf. Baby wolf. Oh, and you're also ready. Excellent. Let's go and wake up the Kundalini snake.
No, it's me, the dolphin, telling you that she must wake up on her own. It will be very soon now. You can already go down, descend to the first chakra.
Oh, snake! And what do you feel right now?
Shh! You woke up! Shh! Antelope, how do you feel? Shh! How's everything going for you?
Oh, that's really interesting. Really? You're asking me? That means you've definitely become a bit kinder, more caring. I'll tell you how I feel. I feel amazing because now we are holding the third competition. So, how are you living? What are you doing? Haha, snake! Dear Kundalini snake, I'm so happy that's interesting for you. Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm healing everyone. I'm really helping so many animals that need me. For example, I just helped the dolphin to become braver. and I healed the ram's stomach. Now I'm helping the baby wolf. And even you. What would you like to wish for yourself most of all, Kundalini?
Shh, I want to be a kind snake. I was put under a curse, and that's what made me act wicked. Shh, but I want, really want, to be kind.
I'll happily help you. Actually, I'm already helping you. After the competition, I'll tell you everything. How I helped you to become kind. And the fact that you want to be kind is already 90% of the battle. Okay, now we've started the competition. We're starting. And so we start. I'm on the first. Now I'm on the third chakra, now I'm on the fifth, on the seventh, and now I'm on the first, me too, and I'm on the third, as am I, and I'm on the fifth, me too, and I'm on the seventh, faster, on the first, on the third, on the fifth, on the seventh, on the first, me too, on the third, shh. On the fifth, shh. I'm already on the seventh. Oh, what a great job, snake. And I only got there now, so that means the apple is yours.
Shh, thank you very much. It looks delicious.
Oh, Snake, and you won't get angry with me if I tell you my secret?
No.
Shh. You know, I wanted so badly for you to be a kind and calm snake that I called the three antelopes, my three very favorite friends, the ones that at one time also helped me. Some time ago, they had turned to stone. And I helped them come back to life. And so, Snake, the four of us stood at the same time in different chakras, but you thought that they were all only me.
Shh, very interesting.
Shh, how cool. Shh. Oh, so that means you liked it. Tell me, what did you do with the five lotus petals? Did you eat them?
No, shh, I gave them to the sorcerer that put a spell on me. But now, I've become kind.
Ah, well, give them back to me, please, Snake. Maybe we can fix them. Or give them back, or sew them, or just come up with something to restore their delicate beauty. Please. On them were these special hieroglyphic signs that I must decode. We must return them to the baby wolf.
Okay, shh, agreed. Here, take them.
Wow, how quickly you've brought them. Good job. You've definitely overcome the curse, Kundalini. Let's go let baby wolf know of the good news. Five petals. Baby wolf, we've brought you back the five lotus petals. Here they are, and the Kundalini snake has conquered the spell and become kind again. Can you imagine it? Look, look, you can sleep later. Hint to us how we can fasten or sew them back onto the magnificent lotus flower.
Say the words Eniki Beniki and they will grow back onto the right places on the lotus.
Oh, Eniki Beniki, what magic. They are really growing back onto the flower. Look. Wow, I'm curious, so curious to find out what the signs on the petals mean. We will all go to sleep now. And tomorrow, in the morning, I'll meet you all here. Okay, Kundalini Snake?
Shh, okay. Until tomorrow.
This is wonderful. What a successful and amazing day. Amazing. I don't know, but I feel so happy inside, and I haven't felt this happiness in such a long time. Good night, Kundalini. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Tomorrow, as soon as the dawn comes, in the early morning, we will all meet at the lotus flower in the seventh chakra. We will study the signs on the petals, and I'll use the petals for everyone that needs help. I'll use them to heal everyone that needs my help. And I'll heal them with these magnificent petals. The Kundalini Snake advised me to rinse them with cold water. And she said that then they become pink. Pink. Oh, how sweet it is to sleep with these magnificent dreams. These sweet, sweet, and happy dreams. Ooh.